So I have a slightly longer first stage. Karana Bhavana. Just being with yourself in this stage, and whatever is there in your experience right now. Not pushing anything away, just turning towards. Just being with yourself as you would your dear friend. Bringing kindness and understanding to your experience. So moving on to the second stage, bringing to mind someone you know who is suffering at the moment. Facing someone who is suffering. Just staying aware of what happens in your body, your heart, your mind. As you do this, so you meet their suffering with metta, and alchemy happens. There's a shift. When faced with the fact of someone suffering, before moving on to the next stage, just coming back to yourself, just checking in, How are you doing? Still connected with Metta, Karuna. What do you need right now? When you're ready, moving on to your dear friend, meeting her or him as usual, but then reflecting on the suffering element in their life. Meeting that, being with that, going back to Metta if you need to. pausing between stages if you need to. Just attending to yourself, whatever you need at this moment. Before moving on to the neutral person. Knowing the universal nature of suffering, there will be suffering in their lives. You don't know the details, but you can relate to it from your own experience. Wishing them free of suffering and its causes. May they be well and happy. Staying attentive to how you are. Near enemies. Go back to metta if need be. carrying on if that's appropriate, pausing if that's appropriate, just seeing what you need. For bringing to mind your difficult person. Meeting them in the usual way. Before focusing on the suffering element in their lives, which you may or may not know about in detail. Noting any tensions, contractions, turning away. Are you trying to turn towards them with metta, meeting that suffering? Might be that the fact of their suffering is a connection point, a way you can relate, bypass the difficulties. Staying connected, alive to what's happening. Pausing once more if need be before moving on to the final stage. Bringing all five people together. Really feeling each person's presence, really being there together. United in that universal suffering. Just holding that. Equally. Each one. And as you start to move out, everyone here in the shrine room, in the centre, that recognition that everyone suffers. May they be free from suffering and its causes. May they be well and happy. To the wider Sangha. Everyone in Bristol and beyond. Out into the suffering world with that fervent wish. May all beings be free from suffering and its causes. May they be happy, may they be well. calling on the boundless love of Amitabha, boundless compassion. Help you expand to take in the suffering world. May all beings be bathed in the surging waters of compassion.